Hello?
Good morning, sir. My name is Albert. I'm calling you from Local Splash. Am I speaking to Jacob Devers?
Yes.
Thank you for taking the call. We have a scheduled client interview appointment today. It's going to take about 30 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yes, this works.
Perfect. Before we begin, I just got to let you know all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes. And I got to ask you your security question. What is your first pet's name?
Hello?
That's correct. And I see you already signed the terms and conditions, so that's good. Let's go ahead and review the information on the account just to make sure everything's correct. The company name, I have it as Shooting Trouble Electrical Servicing LLC.
Yeah, it should be Shooting without the G and the
correct.
Apostrophe. Okay, cool.
Oh, with an apostrophe?
Yeah. So no
okay.
G and no apostrophe. Kind of like it's got an accent or something.
Oh, so you want the little comma above where the G should be?
Yes.
Okay. And then Trouble Electrical Servicing LLC, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right. The address for the business, I have it as 200 Harkin Circle, City of Dayton, Nevada, 89403.
Yes.
Perfect. And I see the email is jacobdevers14@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And does this business already have a license and insurance?
Yes.
Perfect. Do you remember your license number, please?
I can look it up. Just a second, I got my business card.
Okay, I'll wait. No problem.
Oh, come on. There it is. All right, so my license number. Okay. Is 0029135. And it's Nevada license.
I have a 0229135.
No, it's 0092135.
0092135.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And I have the company phone number as 775-400-3778.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if Amy explained to you, but we also offer another service where we can create another local area phone number for the company. When people call the number that we create, the calls are still routed to that number you just confirmed. And on the dashboard, it allows you to see the call history, filter out calls or block calls. And there's no additional charge for this. Do you want us to create another phone number for your company?
Yeah. Let's do that. I'll keep people off my main number. I mean, still come through the phone, but.
Definitely. We're going to send you an email with the phone number that we created for you. When you see that number, please make sure to save it in your contacts on your cell phone.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, I see you already have a website. It's shootingtroubles.com.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm looking at it now. It actually looks good. I'm not sure what you would like us to do with the website. Do you want us to promote it the way it currently is? Or if you're the owner, did you want us to completely redesign the website for you?
Let's just promote it as is for now.
Okay. No problem. Let me notate that. 1 second. Okay. And now we're going to go ahead and go over the keywords. This is what your clients are going to type online to find your business. I'm going to read a list, and you let me know if you want me to add or remove anything.
Okay.
I'll begin. I have electrician, electrical contractor, electrical services, electrical wiring, electrical outlet installation, electrical fixture installation, electrical panels, electrical installations, electrical replacements, electrical repairs, main panel installation, main panel upgrades. That's the whole list I have, but I'm not sure if you also do things. Some electricians also do like solar panel things or work with generators or restore power.
Yeah, if we could do generator installation and was remodels and new construction in there at all?
Oh, I can add that one. One moment. Got it. Anything else you want me to add?
No, I think that hits pretty much on the mark. If I think of anything else, am I able to add it later on the dashboard?
Yeah, you just go to the dashboard, you click on your name, go to account settings, and then there's a list where you can just edit the keywords as well. Or you can call us and we can update it for you.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. The list, we're also going to send that to your email. If later on, like, say, tomorrow, you remember anything else you'd like to add, you can do so just by replying to that email.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. Now, the next part is just a couple quick questions to see how we're going to market the business online. Is there anything your clients have ever told you they like about your business? It could be the prices, the how quickly you do the work, how quickly you answer questions, things like that.
Yeah, responsive, definitely. We're quick, we're clean, and professional. That's usually what we hear. I haven't heard any complaints on pricing, but no one's really commented on them either. So, yes.
Ah, definitely. No problem. I've notated that. By the way, let me just take a look at the website to see if it has any mission statement on there. One second. Okay, it doesn't, but I'm going to go ahead and read off some mission statement options, and you let me know the one that you like. Okay?
All right.
Perfect. One second. All right, the first option would be at Shootin' Trouble Electrical Servicing, LLC. Our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. The second...
Sorry, does a slogan work for that? Because we have a slogan on our card, but I don't think it's on our website.
Oh, okay. What is your slogan?
We handle the good, the bad, and the ugly.
We handle the good. Got it. But the mission statement is slightly different. This is usually used on the website. I just wanted to see which one you like. I'll read the other three options. The second option is we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. Third option would be we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationship with our customers. And the fourth option is we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality professional and honest services.
Yeah, let's do the last one.
Ah, perfect. By the way, what year did you start your business?
I got my actual business license in May 2023, but we started the company this year. So in January 24 is really when we started.
Ah, perfect. And how many people work with you in your business at the moment?
At this time, 3.
Perfect. And do you do both residential and commercial work?
Yes.
What are your hours of operation?
7 to 4:30 p.m.
Is this Monday to Friday?
Yes.
Ah, perfect. What forms of payment do you accept?
Everything except for PayPal.
Okay, so I assume you accept Venmo, Cash App, PayPal maybe?
No, I don't have PayPal set up at this time.
Do you accept checks and cash?
Yes.
And the only other thing would be if you accept credit cards or invoices, things like that?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Got it. Now, I see you're in the city of Dayton, and I see a note here that you want all the cities within 50 miles around you to be where you offer your work. The major cities around you within 50 miles I see are Reno, Sparks, Sun Valley, South Lake Tahoe, Truckee, and Fernley?
Yeah. Everything except for South Lake, because South Lake's in California, and my license only goes to Nevada.
Ah, okay. So just the cities in Nevada within 50 miles.
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and add all those, including the city you live in. All right. And I searched online, but I did not find a Google Business profile. That's the little box that shows up in the map section. Did you ever attempt to create one?
No, I believe Amy was telling me about it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have one myself.
Ah, okay, no problem. We're going to go ahead and create that for you. To do that, we're going to go ahead and send you a email. You actually should already have it. It's titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. When you can,
okay.
Open the email, and it has a very short list of things you need to take pictures of.
So that's what I'm doing. So
mm-hmm.
While we're talking through this, I'm trying to upload as many pictures to this thing as I can.
Ah, okay, perfect. It'll be things like the business license, insurance, registration. If you have a business card, a picture of that. The location would be the home address. And if there's a vehicle for the job, there's a picture of that with the license plate. And that's it. Send that as soon as you can because it does take Google several days to process anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going through it. I don't have my license or my insurance documentation on me at the helm of my filing cabinet. But am I able to update this after as well?
Yeah, later on you can just hit reply on that email and just attach the pictures, and we'll know what they're about from our end just because you're replying to that email.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. And, okay. By the way, does your company have a Yelp page?
No.
Okay, that's okay. Since we're going to go ahead and create a phone number for your business, that allows us the ability to create a Yelp page for you with no cost. Is it okay if we go ahead and do that?
Yeah. I mean, if it's not any extra, then that
no,
can't help or at all.
There's,
so.
There's no extra fee.
Awesome.
Perfect. Now, I see you're also signed up for Facebook ads. Do you already have a Facebook business page?
I do not. I just have a personal page.
Ah, okay. Do you remember your personal page username and password?
It is Jacob Devers.
Oh, okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through the steps to create a shell for the page. That way you're the owner of it. And then I'm going to send you a link so you can grant us access just to the business page, and we'll finish the page for you with the pictures, information, everything. Do you use the app on your phone, Facebook?
Every now and then. I'm not on it very often.
Okay. Go ahead and open it, please. I'm going to show you where you can create the shell.
Okay. All right.
All right. Are you using iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Perfect. On the bottom right-hand corner, that's where the menu button is. It looks like three lines. Go ahead and tap on that.
Okay.
And then it's going to take you to the menu. Scroll down, and you're going to see a bunch of options that say kind of like marketplace or feeds or a bunch of other options. You're looking for one in that area that says pages. If you don't see it, press the option that says see more, and it'll show up there. It looks like a red flag.
Yep, got it.
All right. Now, on the next screen, select the option that says create. It has the plus sign and a circle.
Okay.
And let's see. Now, get started, and then it's going to ask you for the name of the page. That's where you enter your business name. just like the way we have it, Shooten Trouble Electrical Servicing LLC. Then on the next screen, select electrician or something related to electrician on the category, and then press create. Did you press create?
Yeah, sorry.
I'm trying
to see
anything
there, but I'll just stick with a couple.
Okay, all the rest of that, you're going to ignore that. I'm going to send you a text message so you can grant us access just to the business page. First, it's going to ask you to log into your personal account because that's who owns the business page. And then it's going to ask you to continue as your personal account. Then it's going to give you a brief explanation of what we're going to access. And then on the last page, that's where you choose the page that we're going to be able to access. It'll say choose page, and you select the business name, and then grant access.
Okay, so should I, since you've created your page, should I hit promote your products and services and then hit continue?
No, all of that you can ignore. You can close the app. We're going to finish that for you.
Okay.
Correct. It's going to ask you to log in, then continue yourself, gives you a brief explanation, and then it asks you which page do you want us to access. It'll say choose page. Let me know if you have any errors or issues.
Page. Okay. So I just need to do the choose page and then confirm access?
Yes, just confirm access.
Okay.
All right. Let me check from my end. Yes, we just got that. That's all you need to do with Facebook. As I mentioned, now that we have access, we're going to fill out the page for you. But you're still going to be the owner. Let's see.
Okay.
When people click on your Facebook ads, how do you prefer to be contacted? Do you want a phone call or a Facebook message? Or do you want to receive an email and text message with the contact information of your client?
That last one. I feel like if I do Facebook messages, then I'll get some weird people every now and then. And it'll be harder to tell, you know?
Definitely. If we need to call you here from Local Splash, what day can we call you? What day and time or what hours?
Monday through Friday, and the best time is probably 3 p.m. Pacific time.
Ah, perfect. And does your company already have a logo?
Yeah.
Ah, perfect. I'm going to send you an email where you can share things like that. You don't have to do that at this time, but when you can reply to the email that is titled Photos Needed for Optimizing Your Listings. You can send a logo through there, and you can also include pictures of your work that we're going to use for Facebook ads, the website, if you ever wanted us to redesign it, and the Google Business Profile. As I mentioned, you can send up to 20 at a time, and it also comes with recommendations regarding the picture quality. So I would look that over first. That way we get the best pictures for that purpose.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right. Now, in the meantime, we usually use high-quality stock photos related to your type of work. But if you see a picture that we use that you don't like, let us know, and we can change the image right away.
Okay.
Okay? Perfect. Now, you're also going to get the other email that I mentioned earlier, which is going to be the phone number that we created. Make sure you save that on the contacts on your cell phone. And you're also going to get another email, which is going to be the login credentials to the client dashboard. Nothing's published yet, so there's not much information on there at the moment, but within a couple of days, you'll start being able to see things like the views and clicks you get, the words people use to find your business, the lead section, which is people who are trying to contact you for your work. You can upload pictures, manage reviews, and also make posts, edit posts, or see the posts that the system's making for you. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Now, as far as the time frame, it takes us about 7 to 14 days to publish the business information and content we created to all the directories. During that time, you're going to get notifications from us letting you know what's been completed. And we're also going to optimize the Google Business Profile once it's been verified. That's what the email that I mentioned earlier is about, the one that's titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. Now, you should see the maximum results within the first 30 to 45 days. During that time, you're going to have access to the dashboard to view leads or create your own content.
Say that last part one more time. Sorry.
Once everything's up and running, you're going to be able to use the dashboard to view leads or create your own content, like uploading pictures, making posts, those things.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. Now, this is going to grant your business more online presence, which can result in all types of calls, like service requests or competitors. If anyone calls you and tells you they are Google or they want more money for the Google profile, that is a spam call. Please let us know first before you reply to that person.
Okay, I definitely will.
Perfect. And with that, we are actually finished with the appointment. Do you have any other questions for me?
No. It doesn't seem like I got the email for the phone number. Is that still on its way, or should I have that by now?
You'll have that in about 30 minutes once we're done with the call. It's going to get generated by the system first.
Okay. Just making sure, because I was going through it, and I was like, I don't see that. That seems important.
Yeah. That's no problem. By the way, I'm also going to set up an appointment 3 weeks from now, which is a review of the account, just to see how the account has been doing. Is it okay if we call you on July 11 at 10 a.m.?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. I'm also going to send you a reminder to your email and Google Calendar as well.
Okay.
Perfect. Our contact information is at the bottom of all the emails we send you, and we're available 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Please make sure to review emails and text messages. We do try to contact you regularly.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you for your time again. You have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you.